All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the CADcast. Prepare to get your ass rocked.
Really?
If you don't want your ass rocked, you're in the wrong place.
I gotta go.
This is your opening?
Actually, I was just kidding. We're gonna talk about really dorky stuff, so your ass will probably not be rocked.
Oh, I am in the right place then. Perfect.
I don't know how many people really want their ass rocked.
Hey, look, don't knock.
I'm on a new diet. I kind of have that happening to me.
Your ass is being rocked?
Yeah, this new diet that we're on.
Prunes?
What's the diet? Yeah.
The diet is not eat fast food every day.
That's a great diet.
That's a good diet.
That's causing your ass to be rocked? I think the reverse would be true.
No, my system is used to eating like
garbage.
Seven or eight fast food meals a week.
Right.
And now I'm getting zero.
What are you eating? Where's the food coming from?
We're doing this thing called dream dinners where...
Please continue.
Dream.
It's something where Mrs. Shipwreck goes somewhere every week, every 2 weeks, and she like prepares a couple of things for the meals, and then they box up all the meals, and we put them in our freezer, and then we thaw them out and eat them. It's good food.
Okay, yeah, I've seen those kind of things before.
And that's causing a problem with your butt?
Yes.
Your butt wants
specifically
whoppers.
My butt is where the problem is.
So you're saying that your wife is a terrible cook on the air?
No, it's good food, and she's not really even doing too much of the cooking. Like she goes and like she mixes up some stuff, and
is she washing her hands before she cooks? Because that could be a problem.
She has to wash her hands all day, so I really can't hold that.
So she doesn't do that in her off time,
right? She's got like you know dog semen on her hands. She's cooking you meals.
I don't think that's what
it's a
she
delicacy
does.
In some countries.
Dream meals featuring dog semen. Excellent.
That's their slogan.
That's good. Well, welcome to the show, everybody. We've got your ass has been rocked already in the first 2 minutes. I promised an ass rocking and you received one. So a lot of big things to talk about. We might be talking about a small game called Skyrim.
Never heard of it.
That might be
that's
a bulk
so
of
last
the show.
Week.
That's so last week. Well, for you, it's last week. We will also be giving you the exclusive Cheapy D in Saints Row reveal, which I'm sure dozens of you have been waiting to hear about this.
So, I know some people that are very excited.
Who?
I can't say.
What do you mean?
I know some people that people have been asking me all week.
Name one person.
Benjamin Gilbert.
Oh, that's a good person. I thought you were kidding.
He wants you to email him details as soon as you talk about them on the show.
Ah, so he can write up a post?
Exactamundo.
Okay. We could do that. We could certainly do that. And we'll talk about other things too. But we are getting off to a very late start this week because my schedule is not very flexible. So, and Shipwreck got stuck in a hailstorm and diarrhea. A diarrhea storm, apparently.
It's been a rough Monday.
Yes. So I think we should jump right in to some show feedback last week. And by last week, I mean 2 days ago, which is when we last did a show. No, it wasn't that short ago. Go ahead, Wombat. Take us into it.
Sure. Lick just wanted to give a quick explanation for the NeoGAF Uncharted 3 aiming situation. The person from NeoGAF that was in PR, because you had talked about this, that they brought in some NeoGAF people to give suggestions.
Right.
Arn was the guy at Naughty Dog.
Arnie.
I always call him Arn. Arn. There's no I in there.
Well, he spells it in a unique way.
I know, and I've met him before, too. Isn't that make me a bad person?
That does make you a bad person.
I know, that makes me a bad person.
I sentence you to have to eat some of Mrs. Shipwreck's dream meals.
That just sounds dirty now. Let's not use that anymore.
Mrs. Shipwreck's dream meals?
There's no eating of Mrs. Shipwreck's dream meals.
For anyone.
Unless your name is Mr. Shipwreck.
Oh man. All right. Well, yeah, go on. I'm sorry. Is it really a meal though? Don't let Mrs. Shipwreck listen to this episode. We're all going to be in big trouble.
It's the soup that eats like a meal.
Oh no. This is going horribly wrong.
That was bad.
Okay, so what you're saying, Wombat, about Arn What is Arn doing?
You were the one who brought this up on the last show.
Yes, there's a problem. Yes. Basically, some guy on YouTube took a video of himself playing Uncharted 2 and Uncharted 3, and he noticed that the controller input lag was twice as bad in Uncharted 3.
But the reason why they went to NeoGAF is because Arnie is a big fan of NeoGAF. He uses the site, and that's why he went there. And I agree with Lick. I think it's nice that they listen to the fans.
Oh, sure. Why? People didn't think it was nice?
You didn't.
What do you mean I didn't?
You were kind of down on it last week. I think that was me.
I wasn't down on them listening to the fans. I just thought it was odd that they were pulling in people from NeoGAF to help fix their game.
Right. I didn't care who they pulled in as long as they fix it, because I've stopped playing it until they...
Well, then I retract my statement and aim it at Shipwreck.
Good.
Yes. Arnie's a great guy, too. He's very nice.
Yes. I had lunch with him in Tokyo, believe it or not.
I know. As soon as I saw the name, I'm like, oh, we all know him, so we should, you know...
Right.
Pronounce his name wrong.
We should all disrespect him as much as possible.
I'm exhausted. Let's cut me some slack.
Okay, move on. Let's move on. What else we got?
I'm going to keep these short. Mixer 236. Call of Duty can come out with a new game every year, but Assassin's Creed can't. You can't even make excuses. We all talked about this a little bit.
You just gave up on reading that, huh?
Yeah, that's enough.
His point is, yes, right. How come we don't complain that Call of Duty does it? But I don't think we were complaining that Assassin's Creed.
I didn't think we really were either.
I was just sort of saying I'm not that excited for it because, I mean, I spent so much time playing the last one. Like, I think 60 hours.
I think it comes down to
the fact that also we all like Assassin's Creed a lot, probably more than Call of Duty as a collective.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yes.
So for Call of Duty to come out every year doesn't really affect us because we don't really care.
But plus, we care. It takes like 5 hours to blow through Call of Duty. Yeah.
Right.
And we all care about Assassin's Creed as a franchise and want it to continue to succeed.
Yeah. I mean, it's not.
Yeah, it's not us looking down on Assassin's Creed. It's actually because we do enjoy the franchise so much that we're more critical of it than Call of Duty. If anything, we're more down on Call of Duty, which, you know, is what it is.
I think it really comes down to this,
and let me know if I'm wrong. Skyrim.
Yeah, it really does. There's a lot of truth to that statement.
It's not so much that we're looking down at Assassin's Creed as that we're turning our nose up at it. No, I mean, I played so much of the last one that I feel like I just finished it, and I feel like I can wait to play the new one, mostly, like Shipwreck says, Skyrim, and also because the multiplayer is not a new experience anymore, so I can sort of just wait on that. But it's fine. Just keep making them as much as you want, and I'll get around to playing them when I get around to playing them.
Exactly.
Right?
And speaking of Skyrim, yes. Cow has to say that the real way to measure the success of Skyrim is by how many mentions it gets on the CADcast. He actually took the work to say that for Oblivion, the first mention was in episode 25, and we mentioned it weekly until episode 68.
Right.
So we'll see how many mentions it gets, and then we'll know how successful it is.
And someone made an audio file of just us saying Oblivion over and over again.
Yes, I remember that.
I will try to dig that up and stick it on the end of this monstrosity.
And then you could do the same thing for how many times you say Skyrim.
Right. It's going to be a lot of Skyrim. So, Skyrim? Okay, that's it for show feedback. So now you have a choice. Wombat, since you're in a shitty mood and you're tired, I'm going to give you the choice. I can talk about Saints Row now, or we can do the new releases now.
Let's do Saints Row now, and I also want to thank everyone for all the nice, kind words they said in the show thread. I didn't want to flood show feedback with that, but I did want to thank everyone for saying very nice things, and yes. I do appreciate it very much. So thank you. Twitter, too.
I was mentioned in the Twitter post where people were saying that you're great.
Yes.
And they love you. Except for the ones that didn't say that.
You know who doesn't say that to me?
Who?
You.
What do you mean? That's not true.
No, I'm just kidding. Okay. I know it's not true. I'm teasing.
Okay. Let's do Saints Row. So the people who want to hear it don't have to wait so long like Ben Gilbert.
Now, you don't like this game. That's
No, I haven't played the game, to be honest. I don't really know much about it. So originally, as I won a charity auction to be in Saints Row. The third. And they didn't really tell you what the role was going to be, but they said that you would get to be in it. And the original plan was that I was going to be just a random pedestrian. You know, there's like a million random pedestrians on there, and that they would record some voice work for, you know, of me, and, you know, be getting run over and on fire. And I did. I recorded all that stuff. We did it over Skype. I sat down with Steve and Jay from Volition, and we did a video Skype, and I recorded all the audio locally here, and they directed me through the audio. And that was the original plan. And I guess a couple of weeks after that happened, I get an email saying that there was a technical problem, and they basically couldn't get it to work somehow in the game. And that instead, and also they decided that it was sort of just lame anyway to have me be a random pedestrian, which, you know, deep down, I thought it was a little lame too, but I was just so happy to be involved. I would never complain about something like that. But so instead, they decided to come up with a new plan. And the new plan, I don't know if you guys have played Saints Row 2, but in that game, you had a cell phone, an in-game cell phone. And what you could do is you could call up some of your homies to come and help you and fight for you. So that's going to be my role in Saints Row the Third. I am a homie that you can call up, and I appear. I'm Cheapy D in the
homie.
Game.
Homie.
What?
Homie.
What did I say?
Nothing. I know. No, right. Just clarifying.
Oh. So I will be a homie, and I show up. I'm rendered in the game. I have voice work in the game. I'm called Cheapy D in the game.
That's pretty cool.
And it's actually cool. Going to be, it's not in the disc. It's not on the disc. It is free DLC. So there's going to be a free Cheapy D pack that you can download, you know, as soon as they can get it out. They're trying to get it out as soon as possible. And yeah, it'll be free on all the systems, and that's it. That is my involvement. So you can have me come. You can have me come into your game and help you, which I think is a lot more interesting than just, you know, be a random pedestrian that you may not ever actually be able to find.
Are you allowed to give us a sample of something you say?
I am, actually. They gave me some. You know, I don't know. Let me see. Let me pull up the. They actually gave me some WAV files of my recordings, but of course, I have all the WAV files since I recorded it. But I'm not going to post those. I'm going to wait until they give me some video. I do. Let's see. I mentioned you, Wombat. Don't worry. Yes, you were. Come on.
Not a little bit.
If I'm sitting in the passenger seat with you, and you're a shitty driver. I say, you know, like, it's like driving with Wombat. it's a lot of, like, you're worse than Wombat. If you shoot me, I might say that you're worse than Wombat.
That's pretty funny, actually.
I do say big ass chains. I don't want to ruin everything.
No, don't ruin it. That's enough.
Yeah, it's fun. There's like 100 and something lines.
Do you get like a custom outfit? Did you get to pick your own outfit? You don't even know that yet.
I will. Oh, what just happened here? I was going to show you a picture right now, just for you.
Ooh.
But it's,
That's okay. You can show me tomorrow.
But you need to see it, because I think you're gonna laugh.
Sure I'll laugh.
Hold on.
It could be you in a tuxedo, I'd laugh.
Yeah, you're gonna laugh. Wait, hold on one second. Da-da-da.
Ba-ba-ba-da.
So what else? So, that is the story for Saints Row. I'm really excited. The only thing is, now I don't want to make myself in the game like I usually do. So I think
Why?
I'm going to make.
Then you'd have two of you.
Right. So I'm going to make.
That's pretty good.
I'm going to make Mrs. TV instead, I think. Don't you think that's a good strategy? Okay. Here's a link in the outline that you should be able to see.
See it.
And you can click on it.
I just did.
I don't post that anywhere. It's pretty awesome. If it looks like my eyes are like Asian eyes, it's because I'm in mid blink. In the when they were taking the capture. So what do you think of that?
It's pretty close.
It's pretty awesome, right? And here, I'll show you the here's a second link.
Oh,
I need to get get that in relationship to like a wombat-sized person.
Well, you know what? I think they don't do height. They don't render the height.
Because I
noticed in the initiation station, the character creator, that there's no way to do height. You see the second link there? That's with my eyes fully open.
So yeah, no, it's really good. I'm very happy for you, and I'm sure it's going to be awesome, and I can't wait to play the game when your patch comes out.
And then kill me.
Then kill you.
Excellent. Yeah, and there's just actually
all the ways you can get him to say wombat. That's what wombat do.
There's not that many, so... Yeah, that'll be.
He'll keep searching.
I'm really excited, and I'm gonna pick up the game this week. They actually said they're gonna send me a signed copy of the game and some swag, but I'll probably just buy it this week. Actually, I will buy it. I just ordered it before the show started. So,
I'll pick it up too.
There's the. It's been getting great reviews. I can't really tell you anything else about it because I haven't played it yet. But yeah, I'm excited, and I hope everyone is happy with my involvement. And if you don't like the voice work, you don't think it was good, then I blame the fact that I didn't get the lines really ahead of time. I had to do a cold read. That's what we call it in the industry, right, Wombat?
I'm sure it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. It wasn't exactly, it's a lot of me, yelling. Everything happens in a firefight usually, so it's a lot of me trying to scream over a firefight. Anyway, shall we move into the new releases?
Certainly.
Oh, one thing I forgot to mention as I'm looking at my thing, and then we'll do the new releases, is that I did send them my photograph. I had to get Mrs. Cheapy to take pictures of my head all the way around my head, or 90 degrees of my head, and then we sent that to them. So, yeah, there it is. Now we're done, and now we can do new releases.
There's a lot. We have a lot. That's it.
All right. That was new releases for this week.
Yes. Let's see here. We have Assassin's Creed Revelations.
Yep. We already touched on that briefly. We've already talked about that. None of us have it.
Yep. I have Halo Combat Evolved Anniversary Edition. I have not had time to play it yet, but...
Happy anniversary! Happy anniversary! Happy anniversary! Happy anniversary! Isn't that in the game when you start it up?
Yeah, the monks sing that. Right at the beginning.
And you start off the Warthog with your feet.
I've seen it at Tokyo Game Show. It did look good.
It does look good. I've seen it before. It looks like a very pretty version of Halo 1. And Halo 1 was a really good game.
So this has a whole separate online multiplayer mode?
Yeah, it's got a whole separate online multiplayer mode. I think there's some new maps in there, and there's some remade maps, and it's Halo. It's $40. I think it's going to sell okay.
You're not worried?
No, I'm not too worried about Halo.
Okay, good.
I honestly have to say, though, it's hard to get excited for all these new releases with Skyrim out.
There's just so many hours in the day that you can be playing.
Yeah, there really is.
/ Skyrim.
Let's see here. There's Jurassic Park the game. I want to play that. It's got dinosaurs.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of quick time action events in that game. I remember seeing that at PAX, and there was a roller coaster with dinosaurs on it. Which,
are there talking raptors in the game?
I don't know if they talk.
Oh. Is there an achievement called Clever Girl?
I'm sure there is. I'm sure
there has to be, right? Because if not, there's no point in getting
there. Get on that. Get on a website, look at the
achievements. There's a game that already has that. And what is it? I'm going to look it up right now. Achievement. Don't I remember getting that?
No, I don't know.
Maybe not. Dead Space. Dead Space has it.
Yep. You're right. Because they have the raptor type creatures in there.
I know I'm not crazy, but it is in the game. It's in Jurassic Park as well.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Wombat, can you tell me about Marvel Superhero Squad Comic Combat You Draw?
You know what's funny? I was actually in a GameStop last week, and I saw like the setup for it, and I had no idea what it. I'm assuming it's like the same U-Draw that's already out on the Wii, but just kind of Marvel themed. I think you could like almost color form wise make comic books.
You have no idea.
Preset like characters, and then you could write in your own dialogue, and make comic books. I think that's what it is, but yeah, I'm not 100% sure.
It says you can, on Amazon, you can draw and sketch attacks.
All right, that sounds like fun too. But I really know nothing about it other than what I gathered from four images on a display.
Right. I can tell.
It's crazy to me that UDraw is coming to 360 and PS3 now. I see stacks of these things at all my Walmarts.
Right.
Like, they just sit there. I don't get it. And the scary thing is, like, this UDraw tablet is a lot like the Wii U. Like, that's... It's basically a lot of what's going on.
Right, right. Except it doesn't have a screen. It's just a drawing platform.
Sure. Right. But
so maybe people like building forts out of them. And that's why they're putting it onto the other systems. They think that everybody will enjoy, the store clerks will enjoy building forts, giant forts out of UDraw. Maybe. That's a theory.
Maybe THQ was like, you know, we may make a profit from Saints Row the Third. We can't allow that to happen. What else can we release?
Right. What else we got this week?
Let's see. We got Saints Row the Third. Talked about that.
By the way, I also want to add that the guys were awesome to work with, and they were so nice. And you know, instead of acting like they were doing me a huge favor, which they were. I mean, really. They acted like I was doing them a huge favor the entire time, which was crazy. And I was like, guys, you guys are totally hooking me up here. It's, you know, I paid a little bit of money to charity to have something amazing happen to me. And you guys, you know, you guys are releasing this huge game and you're spending a lot of time dealing with me, you know, which is, you know, a grain of sand on the beach here, but they were really awesome to work with. And I would like to do a whole separate add-on for the game. Let's do a paid add-on next. The Adventures of GPD. 400 Microsoft points.
Big gay GPD. We can call it that.
Call what?
Big gay GPD. Wasn't that No, what was the GTA one?
It was the Ballad of Gay Tony.
Gay Tony.
The Ballad of Gay GBD. I'm down for whatever. If you want to make me gay in the game, I'll be gay in the game. I would like more voice work experience, please. Thank you.
Got to get that IMDb page up and running.
It's up and running.
Great.
Thank you.
Done.
What else?
Rayman Origins came out. I've been hearing good things about that demo.
I played the
demo. Everybody loves Rayman.
Dude, the demo is amazing. I couldn't give two shits about Rayman. I don't know anything about it. I've never played a Rayman game before. But it looks like the best cartoon you've never seen. That's how good it looks. I showed it to Ty, like, we were playing it and we had to go out for dinner. And he cried when I turned it off. So,
you said that last week, too.
Yeah. No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I tweeted it.
Did you tweet it?
Maybe.
Could have swore you said it on the show.
No, you tweeted it, I think.
I posted the picture.
Maybe both.
Yeah, I posted the picture.
Yes, you posted the picture.
Yeah, it's really amazing. Why they're putting it out now is insane. I can't imagine why, but yeah, it looks awesome. Try the demo, everybody.
The demo, wait for it to drop in price, and then Rayman never to come back again. That's the sad state of affairs here. Like,
yeah, of course.
They have a good game. Everybody is liking it. The problem is every game that came out this fall is good. It's a terrible situation to be in.
All of these good games are not Skyrim.
Right.
Well, that's
they're true. Not.
They're not.
Yeah, I know, and I know you agree with me.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Need for Speed Run is coming out, too. I just got that in the mail today, but I haven't had a chance to check it out.
I saw the joystick star review. It wasn't, didn't get a lot of stars. I don't know. I haven't been that impressed with what I've seen so far.
I'll give it a go. And Kinect Disneyland Adventures came out as well, or is coming out.
I do want to play that one.
You do?
Yep.
The Kinect one we're talking about.
Yes.
Here, right?
I want to play the, yes. Yes. I would like to play Kinect. Is that a problem for you?
I tried the Disney Universe. Demo?
Oh, yeah? Oh, I didn't even know that came out as a demo. How is it? Yeah,
it's all right. I mean...
Yeah, it's kind of what I figured.
Yeah. Needs more Disney. Or something. Needs something that it doesn't have. What else?
For the PlayStation Move, Medieval Moves Deadman's Quest is coming out, and that looks all right. I'm a little curious as to why now as well with that one.
Right.
But sure. You know what I saw at Toys R Us? They make these like you've seen like the little Mario candies and everything where they make little plastic Marios and then stuff them full of candy and sell it at Hot Topic and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They have ones that look kind of like Pez dispensers, but they're PlayStation Move controllers. Huh. And who? Like, really? Like, who is looking for this?
Does it function as an actual PlayStation Move controller?
If only. Like, that's what they should be doing with these things.
Right, because who loves their Move so much that they want to eat candy out of it?
I would have gone for the Darth Vader lollipop that was right next to it.
Right.
I would eat candy out of it.
Right, no, well, but you would you choose the Move shape over any other shape?
Is there candy in the other shape?
Yes.
Oh, then I don't care.
Right. Just give me the candy.
Just give me the candy.
By the way, as I'm looking up all these new releases on Metacritic, how about a nice round of applause for Saints Row with an 88?
Congratulations, Saints Row.
Yeah, that's good.
That is good.
That's a very good score.
Doesn't everything get an 88 this far?
Yes. Every game that came out in the last 2 months got an 88.
Let's see. What else came out or is coming out? Anything for the Wii?
Wii.
Mario and Sonic, London Olympic Games. I'm sure that's all right. The last ones have been all right.
Mm-hmm.
For the 3DS. Oh, Super Mario 3D Land
yes.
came out.
Yes.
I talked about that last week. It's excellent. You should buy it.
Should I buy it?
No, because you did not think a Goomba in a Tanuki with a Tanuki tail was cute.
Peter doesn't think it's cute.
I was about to say the same thing.
That is a little ridiculous, that whole Peter thing. I was
reading. Peter could suck a dick. Move on to the next game.
Really?
Yeah, that's kind of what I have to say about that.
What power does the Tanuki suit give you in the game?
To upset tree hugging hippie liberal douchebags.
It gives you the ability to hit things with your tail and float up in the air longer.
Right. Cause that's what I thought. Because they say PETA has said that they thought that this game encourages people to wear raccoon skins. But, I mean, I would wear a raccoon skin. The only way I would really wear a raccoon skin is if it would let me float up in the air and hit people with a tail.
That would be a big damn raccoon, too. Like, right. I wouldn't want to live in a world where I could fit inside one raccoon.
Yeah, I think it's pretty silly.
Maybe in this world, you're just really tiny. Did you think about that?
I don't know, that whole PETA
thing. That sounds better? I don't know. I'm not sure on that. I'm mulling over my possibilities in that world.
Right, maybe we're all just brains in a jar. Did you ever think of that?
Ooh. Maybe inside my fingernail is a tiny universe or something or other.
Right. I think PETA needs to pick and choose their battles a little better. Otherwise, we just tend to ignore everything as noise. But anything else here this week?
Nah, that's enough. That's enough. A ton of games.
Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3? No one's getting that.
No, no one's buying that. I'm waiting for
Super Duper Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3.5. Yeah.
If I ever see it for like $15, maybe.
Right. Okay. Then let's move on. One thing, I don't know. We were talking about Saints Row, and I read a review for Saints Row. And I told myself I really wasn't going to read anything because I didn't want stuff spoiled for me. And sure enough, Jim Sterling from Destructoid put out a review, and the score was lower than the other scores, which I guess is sort of par for the course for him. And I skimmed the review, and I read something that wasn't a plot spoiler, but he specifically mentions a moment in the game that sounded really cool that I much would have rather have stumbled upon myself and not have read all the details about in a review. And it made me just want to never read another gaming review again until I had already finished the game. And I was just wondering, like, I mean, can't you write a review that doesn't get specific on things? Do you have to write like a giant, super long review? Because Shipwreck, you don't do that, right? I mean, when you're reviews, you don't really get that specific, do you?
No, I kind of stick. I don't know. It depends on what you're trying to do with it. I don't like to spoil anything for anybody.
And it wasn't a plot spoiler at all. And I don't want to say what it is because I don't want to spoil it for somebody. But there was basically a moment in the game where he said, like, he never felt so empowered in a video game before. And of course, now that I know about it, yeah, I guess it's not going to have the same effect on me. So I just, it made me not want to read any reviews anymore, which sucks because I enjoy reading reviews from some people, like Justin McElroy.
It's difficult. I mean, you have an awesome moment in a game and then you want to tell people about it in your review. Like, I've had that before.
Right.
But instead, you kind of have to just use vague language and it doesn't really come across and doesn't really hit the point home sometimes. But
wouldn't
I still
that be better
it.
Almost? Like, do we need to know everything about the game before we play it? It's just like, I don't know. Now I got to be super careful. Now I want know why people just scroll down and look at the score, or they just go to Metacritic and look at the score. Because they
I think a lot of it depends on your interest in the game. I mean, if you didn't care about the game to begin with,
right?
But then you read about something cool in the game in the review, that may make you care more about that game you didn't care about.
I guess it's my own fault if there's a game that I'm really looking forward to and I don't want to have anything at all spoiled for me, then I shouldn't read any reviews.
Exactly. You've already made your mind up about this game. You didn't need to read Jim Sterling's review to get your opinion.
Right. Absolutely.
Now, if the shoe is on the other foot, let's say it was about that Marvel superhero you draw game, and you read that review because it was a surprisingly high score, let's say.
Right,
and,
right.
And you read it and you go, wow, that sounds really interesting. He could write about something that you didn't know about that sounds cool, that may be slightly spoilery, but now it has your interest for that game.
I guess that's a good point, really.
Yep.
Going forward, any game that I'm interested in, I really just shouldn't read the reviews at all. Any
Pretty
game
much.
That I don't give a shit about, that I wasn't planning on buying, those are a fair game.
Yes.
Okay. You've just defined my game review reading strategy for the near future. Thank you, Wombat.
That's what I'm here for.
You are the man. Moving on. CAG news, CAG shopping news. I thought we might want to do a quick look at some of the Black Friday deals because we have all the ads are out right now. Of course, we don't know what Amazon is doing, but in the past, they usually just match everything. They do what's called Black Friday week starting on that Monday. And, you know, they usually have like lightning deals or deals of the day and just all deals all the time for like a week. And since all the ads are leaked, they know what everybody else is doing. And then on the weekend, things get really crazy for Amazon on like Friday and Saturday. The whole weekend, actually, and including Monday, Amazon tends to go nuts. But on CAG, you'll see we have a Black Friday thread stickied in the deals forum, and there's actually a little icon in the top right-hand corner of every page where you can just get a link to it. I've organized all the deals by consoles and by games. So if you're just looking for a specific deal, it's very easy to find. I'll give you really quick some of the highlights for the games. Assassin's Creed is going to be $35 at Best Buy. Batman Arkham Asylum is going to be $28 at Walmart and $30 at Best Buy. Battlefield 3 is going to be $28 at Walmart and also $30 at Best Buy. Skyrim is tough, Wombat. No, really, the only deal on Skyrim so far is a $10 gift card at Target.
Because they don't need to put that on sale for Black Friday.
I guess not. And same with Modern Warfare 3. There hasn't been any Black Friday deals. But right now, actually, on Amazon, they're doing a buy and Kmart. Buy one, get one 50% off on select games. And they have a lot of these games in there, like Modern Warfare 3, Arkham City, Skyrim.
Some of the Skylander deals, though, for Black Friday are interesting to me.
Like what? What do you got?
Well, you have the Toys R Us where the starter kit is $20 off.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of $70, it's $50.
Right.
And then it's buy one, get one free on any of the accessories. So you can get 2-3 packs.
Oh.
So 6 extra characters for $20.
I think I hear some drool hitting Shipwreck's keyboard.
I just bought some new characters.
Don't.
And then there's the Best Buy Spyro's Adventure Mega Pack, which comes with the base game plus 3 additional figures. Plus the Pirate Seas expansion, and that's for $80 total. Right. I think I like the Toys R Us deal better. For $70, getting 9 characters in the game for $70 is a pretty good deal to me.
That sounds yeah, good.
You get every element then.
Yeah, I know. That's
elements.
That's why I'm slightly interested in it. I mean, and if you really wanted to spend the extra, you know, $20 and spend $90, you could pretty much get everything for $90.
Right. Some other game deals really quick. Forza 4, which you should definitely buy. $27 at Target, $28 at Walmart, $35 at Best Buy. Gears of War 3 is $28 at Walmart and $30 at Best Buy. And Metal Gear Solid HD Collection only on sale at one place, Kmart. It's going to be $35. Need for Speed the Run is going to be $30 at Best Buy.
Game isn't even out yet.
Yep. Nothing on Saints Row, nothing on Super Mario, and Uncharted 3 is going to be $30 at Best Buy. I would expect Amazon to match at some point, you know, not like for a whole week, but there will be a window if you pay attention on Amazon where you'll probably be able to get almost all this stuff.
I'm interested to see what the Amazon deal is on Skylanders.
Yes, that way you don't have to move.
Yeah, like if they have a decent deal on that, there's a good chance I'll bite if it's on Amazon. And exactly. Well, considering that, are we doing a live show next Friday?
I think we will do something.
Okay, if I'm doing a show, I won't be able to go anywhere anyway. So yeah, Amazon.
And here's the other thing. When you bring up a good point, the other thing is even from the other retailers, not Amazon, almost all these deals are online. Best Buy, I remember last year, they had everything up on Thursday morning. Because they, you know, they don't want to work on Thursday because it's Thanksgiving. So they put everything up like whenever they update their website. So really, you know, very early in the morning on Thursday, like 3 a.m. or something or like that, or 12 a.m. I don't remember which. But even like the Walmart stuff, almost everything goes up online. The video game deal. So you don't really need to go anywhere. And some of the console deals, I mean, Walmart has a crazy one. So you get a 4-gigabyte Xbox 360 console, plus Gears of War 3, plus 3 months of Xbox Live, plus a $50 gift card for $200 on Friday. That's the best one by far. And you know, that's really the only... Almost everyone, in terms of the PS3, almost everyone is doing exactly the same thing. They're selling these... The holiday bundles for $200. It's 160-gigabyte PS3 with Little Big Planet 2 Special Edition, Ratchet and Clank All for One, and 30 days of PS Plus, PlayStation Plus. And it's $200 pretty much everywhere. And for the Wiis, you can get a $100 Blue Wii at Walmart and Sam's Club. And for a 3DS... The best deal is at Best Buy and Target. You can get a 3DS with Ocarina of Time, or Super Mario 3D at Best Buy for $179, or just Super Mario Land bundle at Target for $179.
That's a good deal.
Yeah. You're getting a free game.
And it's, I mean, that's a $40 game.
Yep.
So...
And if you want to get the Zelda edition, the special Zelda edition 3DS, they're having it at GameStop with Ocarina of Time for $200. So there you go. That's the big Black Friday rundown.
Do you get Ty anything for the holidays? Does he get gifts? Does he know it's something?
I don't know. Like, I don't know what to do. Because, like, you know, we don't celebrate Hanukkah or Christmas or anything. I think what we do, and even, like... For Mrs. Cheapy and I think we just buy ourselves. We call them New Year's gifts or holiday gifts. I don't know like what we even call them, but yeah, we buy stuff. We just don't really know what to call it, what category to put it under.
We did all of Sabrina's, and Elliot too. He got a lot of stuff too. I can't, you know. We did it all yesterday.
Skylanders? Let me guess. They're all getting Skylanders.
No Skylanders. Sabrina's a little too young for that. She got a princess doll.
Well, isn't it 8 crazy nights? There's 8 crazy elements.
She
of
got.
Skylanders.
We're up to 6. We got her 6 gifts, and she also got a new dress, and which would be 7, and something else. I already forgot.
Five books.
And she definitely got some books. I mean, yeah, it's not all, not every night. She gets one big gift and then small gifts for the remaining nights.
That's how.
Not every night of Hanukkah is a winner.
Exactly. Yeah. It's usually, I'd get like the Millennium Falcon and then like a lot of clothes.
Exactly. She gets the Princess and Me Belle doll the first night, which is ridiculous. And then the next night it's like outfits for the Belle doll. And then the next night after that is a book. And, you know, and then a backpack.
Right.
Yeah. No, we're very normal.
Excellent. Let's move on quickly. A quick plug for our friends at Audible. You can get a free 2-week trial and get a free audiobook of your choice at audibletrial.com/cadcast. Get that new free job, free jobs, Steve Jobs book for free. audibletrial.com/cadcast. And of course, as a member, if you pay on, stay on and, become a member, you get a free audiobook every month and 30% off additional purchases and free subscription to New York Times and Wall Street Journal and a lot of other stuff. Let's move on. I mean, do we talk about Skyrim now? I think now is Skyrim time.
I think so.
Skyrim. Skyrim. Or we could do NPD first. Do we even care about NPD?
No, I think we care about Skyrim.
Okay. So I played about 8 hours of Skyrim, and I was feeling pretty good about like my commitment to playing it. And then I looked on Raptor and saw that Wombat has basically doubled my time somehow.
Yeah, which I put in 16 hours over the
weekend. How did you do that? Because I feel like I've been playing a lot.
Well, here's what I did, and I mentioned this previously, but my anniversary gift for my wife would be time to play Skyrim. So what happened was, I played when I came home from work on Friday night, so for about 2 hours then.
Okay.
But Saturday, starting at about 11, my wife took both kids and met my mother at the mall.
Oh, that's
and they
so
went,
awesome.
They went winter clothes shopping for the entire afternoon and let me stay home and play the game. And then Sabrina went home with Grandma.
Oh, my God. All
not home with
true.
Mommy. Wow. So Sabrina stayed at Grandma's house on Saturday night. And Elliot, because Elliot's, you know, he's 6 months old. He doesn't really, you know, he's not that needy. I could play games with him around. And, yeah, so I was able to play pretty much all day Saturday. And I played some more on Sunday morning before we went toy shopping. And then, you know, we went to my parents' house, had dinner there, and by the time we got home, it was already bedtime for everybody.
Right.
And then I played more.
Yay.
And that's how you get in. It was really pretty much all day Saturday. And, you know, I'm up with the kids at like six in the morning. So there's a lot of time to play.
So what level are you? What character type are you? Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Sure. I'm an Imperial. I like long walks on the beach. Starlit to moon nights. I'm a level 10 Imperial. I specialize in one-handed weaponry as well as destruction magic with a little bit of restoration as well.
Interesting.
And
can I tell
armor.
You what I am? Can I tell you what I am?
Please.
I am a level 6 dark elf, and I'm going pretty much magic.
The magic is really good in the game.
Yes, you can dual wield the magic, which, and it looks all, first of all, it looks awesome. And I think I just prefer that type of combat. Like the melee combat's still a little wonky, but it is better than Oblivion, I think.
You get the kill shots too with the
kill shots are nice. Yes.
Yeah.
And I've actually have a question for Wombat. So Ty was having a nap and I was playing and he woke up and I wanted to keep playing. So I wanted to keep playing and I wanted him to like be able to see the game. So I decided in my mind that it would be okay for him to watch me play as long as I don't use any melee weapons. Because it's a little, you know, the melee stuff is pretty violent. There's the blood flying and, you know, like the kill animations. And plus, you know, you see somebody getting hit with a weapon. It's violent. So I was just using the spells and I would tell Ty, I would say, hey, Ty, watch me put these guys to sleep with my magic sleep light. And the guys would, you know, fall asleep. Now, do you think I'm a bad parent?
I don't, you know, The reason why I wouldn't let Sabrina watch Skyrim, mm-hmm. I don't think she would really catch on to the violence too much, to be perfectly honest.
Right.
I think it's the creatures can be very scary. And I could see the saber-tooth tigers and the spiders, definitely the spiders.
Would give
her nightmares for like a week.
I probably wouldn't do it again for that reason, but it was funny. I was like, Ty, these guys are so sleepy. I really need to help them go to sleep. They need help. Watch me help them. You know, and I would zap them with the electrical the shock thing.
You're a jerk. Do you have, did you do the upgrade where it amplifies if you do two-handed magic?
Yeah, man.
Because that's pretty badass.
Hell yes.
Yeah, I like that. That's a good upgrade for those who want to do magic.
Mrs. Cheapy doesn't think that Ty fell for it, by the way.
I'm sure he didn't.
Because he kept telling me to get him. So. I'm like, no. I'm helping them. They're tired. They need my help. And then I'm like, I kill one guy like on top of the stairs. And he would, you know, they slide down the stairs. I'm like, wow, that guy's so sleepy. He just fell down the stairs.
What do you think of the shouting mechanic?
You know, I don't have that yet.
Oh, you haven't gotten that far yet?
I haven't killed... Well, I just started doing all the side quests. I haven't even killed the dragon yet. I assume you get it when you kill the dragon, right?
Pretty much.
The first dragon?
Something like that.
Yeah. I didn't even do that yet.
I'll tell you, I'm 50 hours in, and I don't use the shouts that much.
Yeah, I find that I don't really use them either. I have one that's kind of useful in a utility sense. I won't say what it is because I don't want to Jim Sterling this episode.
Right.
Sure, I think I know what you're talking about, but yes.
I found it on a mountaintop, if that helps you. I don't think I'm giving anything away because it's about 3 million mountaintops.
Are these the things that you can only use once a day?
No.
Oh, okay, because I got one of those too.
This is an actual shout. And that one's kind of cool, and I've used that a couple of times, but the other ones, I forget I have them. Like, I forget that it's there. I forget that it's something I can use. Like, I'm glad they added it. I guess it's a nice addition, but it's very throwaway for me so far. And if you're saying that at 50 hours in, it's just, right. You know, it's like, I guess I'm glad it's there. The shortcuts on the D-pad is awesome.
It's brilliant. The menu design is just amazing. It is
far improved, much improved.
I would like it if there was a quicker way to get to the map.
Right.
I find that sometimes I push the wrong button when I want to open the map. Like, I open the map and I'll open my quest log. Or if I want to open my quest log, sometimes I'll hit the B button.
Well, all that is one button away from the map.
I know. It's just... It depends. Yes, but if you hit the wrong button first...
It's three buttons to get to the quest log, right?
No, the quest log is just the start button.
But you should be able... I guess what
and
I'd like
the X
is to be
button
able
from
to...
there gets you to the map.
Yes. I'd like to be able to access the map faster from all... It should be an option in the start menu and an option from the other menu.
Hey, but
it's kind of a personal preference.
Two button presses no matter what.
I guess so.
It is. B, there's no guessing involved.
It's B and down.
It's B and down or the start button and X.
Fine.
Did you guys know about the auto-saving?
That you can adjust those options? I have it set for every 5 minutes.
Yeah. It's every 5 minutes that you go into the menu, though.
Yes.
Yeah. Because I remember I asked that last week. And
I need to change that.
I think that's a cool thing.
You didn't know about that, did you?
No.
Yeah, I changed that. I know changed
There's
that.
There's so
right
much.
Away.
Like, I'm 50 hours into this game. I feel like I know nothing almost. Like, I haven't even messed around with magic. Hardly at all. Like, I bring some zombies back to life. I shoot I do some healing spells, but I'm just all archery. I'm all archery and alchemy. Like, it's just completely different than what you guys are doing. Like, I'm almost done with the Thieves Guild. I'm really good at sneaking. I'm really good at pickpocketing. I'm really good at lock picking because I have to be able to open up every chest or it drives me nuts.
Yeah, I'm making my guy basically a magic user thief.
I was going to start upgrading my lock picking and I haven't yet. And I feel like maybe I should. But
the problem with the bow is then it's two handed, so you can't really do spells at the same time.
Exactly. Right, that's why that's why I picked the Imperial because he's adept in one handed weaponry and destruction magic. And I wanted to be able to use both hands.
Right.
But we'll see what happens on my second playthrough.
So have to side with the Imperial side then, if you're an Imperial, or is that just...
I think it's just a race. I don't think you have to. Yeah.
How much time did you spend making your character?
Not that much. For the most part, I go with the default of what the guy looks like. Oh. I'll tweak like the hairstyle and the facial hair. Like, I'll check all the presets, look for a basic face I like. But I don't spend
a long time.
Yeah,
I don't. You like looking at yourself chopping wood? I mean, you're in first person the whole time.
I don't know why. I don't know.
Although I
spent an hour doing it.
When you have your weapons down and you go into the third person mode, it's kind of a cool. It looks really. I think that looks really good. It's a different view of your character in third person when you have your weapons drawn or not drawn.
Oh, okay.
And when like I'm running long distances, I kind of like to see the back of my dude.
Oh, my guy has red eyes. I just thought you'd need to know that.
Well, that's because you're a Dunmer.
Yep, I am.
Dirty, dirty Dunmer.
So has Skyrim exceeded your expectations, or is it about what you thought it would be?
So far, so good. I mean, I hit a couple of... My game froze twice. I did walk into a room once where the rug in the room was there, but everything around the rug was dead space. And if I walked in it, I would just fall through the floor.
Nice.
So, yeah, it was this one room, and it was a tiny room, and I literally had to walk in, kill one woman and leave. Right. Except that room was all glitched up. So it was kind of weird.
Right. I want to say one thing that was awesome, and it happens at the beginning of the game. And if you don't, you know, I skip ahead 20 seconds if you don't want to hear this. But I really thought it was awesome how right after the opening sequence of the game, and you know, you're following that guy along, and all of a sudden he's just like, I'll see you later. And then you're like, the whole world is just in front of you. And you're like, holy shit. what am I going to do?
I'm going to go east.
Right. I'm like, that looks cool over there. I see something that looks really cool far away. And should I go there? Should I do that? Should I do the first main story? Or should I just walk this way? I was just like, wow, this is a big fucking game.
Yeah, what about saber-toothed tigers? What do you think of those?
I haven't seen any yet.
I've encountered a few. I find that what I'll do is I'll pull up. Usually, I like frost. I think the frost magic is kind of fun, mm-hmm. and I'll shoot it with the frost until it gets. By the time it gets pretty close to me, it's pretty much one hack with the axe that I'm wielding to take them down. So it's freeze, 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 whack.
Frost is probably better than fire, right? Because the frost is going to slow them down.
Yeah, the frost can slow them down, I think. At least I feel like it does, whether it does or doesn't.
It slows me down when I get frosted.
Yeah, I think it does. So it also depends on the enemy, though. Some enemies are resistant to frost. Some
almost,
are resistant to fire.
Like me.
There you go. That's right, you're a Dunmer.
And I have the boots. I have 40% off boots.
40% off. What difficulty are you playing on?
Adept, I think.
The default?
Yeah, default.
I dropped it down a notch.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
That's why you're not having trouble with the saber-toothed tigers.
No, maybe that's why. But I still can't kill a giant to save my life. Literally.
Well, I don't have any problems now because I'm
well, you're like level 9, 30. Yeah.
The thing with this game 29. is that I wake up in the morning and I'm like, I want to play this game. And so far I haven't really been able to. Too busy and, you know, with the weekend and stuff, everybody home. But it's so good. I like it. I like it a lot. I want to play more. People want to know if you're having any texture problems on the 360.
I know there's supposed to be texture problems.
I think that's a rumor. I think like an early version of it, like a leaked version. Or I don't know. Because the Bethesda says there aren't any.
It looks fine. The thing is, you know what? I don't know because I don't know what I'm supposed to be comparing it to.
It looks pretty good to me. I know
exactly.
That.
So I don't. If there are, I wouldn't know.
All right. Well,
it's pretty amazing. This is a one disc game.
Yep. Like it seems pretty mega huge.
Yeah. If you have a console or a personal computer that this game is compatible with, you owe it to yourself to pick this game up and enjoy it for the rest of your life.
For the rest of your life. Yeah, it's so good.
There will not be any more 16-hour weekends for me, so it's going to be, you know, maybe 2 or 3 hours a night for the rest of my life.
You can get a quest or two done in that time.
Yeah, I know. I figured I could do like one good quest a night.
Did you see the video of the guy who takes like a barrel and puts it over the shopkeeper's head and then he can steal everything?
Yes, I thought
everything?
That was hysterical.
How do you do that on Xbox?
You pick up a barrel and
how do you
put
hold
it on
but his... how do you do that? How do you hold the barrel?
Oh.
You can't.
That's a good question. You can't.
You just have to like throw it out there and hope it lands on him, I guess.
No, I think I figured out how to hold it. I think if you push shit. There's if you hold down
if you push
one of the buttons.
Shit?
No,
I don't
want to
push shit.
No, no. If you hold down one of the buttons, I think. I don't know. I figured it out, but I couldn't figure out how to rotate it to get it on their heads.
Are you talking about a bucket or a barrel?
A bucket or anything. A bucket.
Okay. Because I don't think you can pick up a barrel.
Okay, what about a pot? How do you pick up a pot?
You find a dealer.
No.
You know how this works, Cheapy.
I know.
It's called Skooma in the game.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Is
yes.
Weed in the game?
You didn't play
it's
Oblivion?
Moon Rocks. Yeah.
Moon Rocks. Skooma.
All right. Anyway, we all agree it's awesome and it's huge and we don't want to spoil anything.
And we'd rather be playing it than doing this.
Yeah.
Right. Maybe we should take pictures of our guys.
I have a frost axe. Did
Let's
I mention I have
take pictures
I have
of our
axe?
Guys and post them in the show thread.
Maybe I will.
Good. Should we do a quick NPD? Super quick NPD? Super duper quick? Well, wait. How about, have you played any Modern Warfare 3, Ship?
I have not had time yet. No.
Okay. Did I talk about it last week? I did, right? I did. I talked about how I kept telling Mrs. Cheapy to look while I
yes.
was playing.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I haven't played anymore since then. But
Skyrim, right? Skyrim?
Skyrim. Skyrim. I've only played Skyrim. 10 best-selling games for October 2011. Number 1, Battlefield 3. Number 2, Batman Arkham City. Number 3, NBA 2K12. Number 4.
Crazy.
Yeah, that is pretty crazy.
Not even an NBA season. Not even an NBA season going on.
There will not be a season, right? Like, is that official now that there's not going to be a season at all?
They keep inching that way, yes.
Okay.
Number
4. That's a great game. It's got all the classic teams.
And there's some new legacy thing, right? Or something just came out for it, right?
I know they were adding more
legends.
Yeah, like legacy legends, like classic stuff. Yeah.
Rage is number 4. Just Dance 3 is number 5. Dark Souls number 6. Look at Dark Souls. Nice. I mean, not for me, but for people who care.
Yeah, that's great. They released at a really good time there for them too.
That was smart. Madden NFL 12 is number 7. Forza Motorsport 4 is number 8. Good to see that. Gears of War 3, number 9. And FIFA Soccer 12 is number 10.
And number 11 was Skylanders.
Was it?
Yeah, it was on NeoGAF.
Cool. Let's see what else we got here.
Did I mention that I bought the 3DS version of Skylanders?
Yes.
Oh my God, you're a crazy person.
You did mention that.
Okay. And I'm
glad. I'm glad you're enjoying your stolen property and are buying more to enjoy it.
I think I bought 4 Skylanders this week. I went to 5 different stores. Like, there's 3 new ones that are out. I went to 5 stores this weekend. None of them had them.
Did you get Duty Head? And Fart Smoke?
Dino Rang. Dino Rang's the new one. He's a dinosaur.
Fart Smoke?
Throws...
That's a good name, actually.
I like that name, Fart Smoke.
I think it's a GoBot, isn't it?
Fart Smoke? you see the motorcycle?
Mm-hmm.
That was him. Did we talk about the Grand Theft Auto 5 trailer? Do we even need to talk about it?
There's a trailer for Grand Theft Auto 5. There's another one coming out.
Internet detectives basically hunted down the voice of the narrator, Jimmy Tanaka. They think that he might actually be the model for the game as well. The actual, like, just like in L.A. Noire, they have the dude from Mad Men who does the voice and the face for the main characters. They think they might be doing that again for GTA 5. I'm fine with that. I don't care. I thought it would have been kind of cool to have Ray Liotta reprise his role.
He looks kind of old.
Right. But he's supposed to be an older guy. He's supposed to be like he's trying to get out, but they keep pulling me back in type situation. Did you watch the trailer?
In a GTA game?
Did you watch the trailer?
I did.
Yeah.
It seemed like the same premise that every GTA has had, which is fine.
Right.
They do a good job at that. But.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, whatever. I'm excited to see if they can fix all the shit that was wrong with Saints Row 4.
What? Not...
Huh?
What was wrong with Saints Row 4?
Not Saints Row 4. Grand Theft Auto 4. You know what I meant. Come on. I'm dying of starvation here from lack of food. Anything else that we need to talk about here, Wombat? I see you put some stuff on here, but I'm... What do you say? Should we do just go right to the keg bag?
Let's go right to the keg bag.
Because it's late.
It is late.
Here we go. Keg bag. M. Beasley 82 says, hey guys, despite the huge sales and decent reviews, there seems to be a lot of chatter about the Modern Warfare 3 or the Modern War era becoming old, stale, and oversaturated, much like the World War II era was 5 years ago. Is it time to bring back the World War II era? No. Don't bring back World War II. No, I agree. No. The explosions just aren't big enough.
The guns aren't cool enough.
And the stabbings aren't cool enough.
They could do stabbings cool.
Right.
Like, I don't think knife technology was pretty good in World War II, I think.
Right. They don't have the ballistic knife, but...
Right. They don't have all this, like, high-tech... infrared, scope, all this stuff that we're used to.
Yeah, I know. I think I like
now.
That better.
You like the old...
You would.
I would. I am.
I was just going to ask you, Wombat.
I'm an old
I was saying,
soul.
You would rather play a World War II game FPS than a modern one?
I don't know if I'd rather play an FPS. I'm just saying there's certain things. I think there's charms to both eras, but I have it's been a long time since there's been a very good World War II game, but I do think that maybe that time is just too far past.
Right. Yeah, I think
it was also a very gray era in history. Everything was very gray. It's right. Not too
exciting.
What
about a
game
that kind of went from one era to the other?
Like, what was that game, Ship, where you travel through time?
Yeah, without the time travel.
Darkest of Days.
Darkest of Days. That's on Games on Demand, by the way, right now.
Yeah, no. Without the time travel, though.
Darkest.
Like a Call of Duty game that
actually... You should try that.
I tried the demo. It was horrible. It was hard. It like was broken or something. I mean,
there's a great cornfield scene in that game where you can't see anybody and they just keep on shooting you out of the corn.
I love
the
that
Civil War
concept
sucked.
Though.
Yeah, it's a great concept.
Travel through time, and I want to bring like machine guns back to
That was Time Splitters, right? That was the whole thing behind Time Splitters.
Time Splitters' story was never really that good.
But I like the concept. I want like a realistic looking time traveling first person shooter where I can bring back insanely overpowered weapons and dominate people with pea shooters.
Can I shoot dinosaurs?
I want to kill dinosaurs with rocket launchers and attack helicopters.
Can I bring the dinosaurs into the future back with me?
No. You can only fight dinosaurs in dinosaur times, but you can bring a helicopter back to the past.
That's DLC. Did you ever see the movie The Final Countdown about the aircraft, the modern aircraft carrier?
I know it's on Netflix right now. I always see it. It's always recommended for me.
Do you know what it's about?
An aircraft carrier that goes back in time?
Yeah, they go back into time.
To Pearl Harbor, right?
Right. And they know that Pearl Harbor is coming and they have to decide whether they're going to intervene or not in history. And because they could kick the shit out of the World War II planes with their, with their jets. And so I don't know why I brought that up. Traveling through time and killing people. Exactly. Serenity God writes in, I remember when ChibiD was talking about a guy he met who said he couldn't respect anybody who liked the Transformers movies. I have to say the same thing about Uncharted 3 single player. It would take me hours to describe the glitches, story problems, etc. In my opinion, this game is almost alpha stage and I don't care what Pactor says. I typed a brief list of the most severe offenders of the campaign, and it was over 100 problems. We need to get that list. It's going to be interesting. I mean, it seemed pretty good to me. I don't think we're really talking about the same situation. The Transformers movies and Uncharted 3, I don't really think they're in the same ballpark. I think, one is a critically acclaimed game and one... It's critically panned, but general population seems to like it anyway.
I have a Skyrim question for you.
Yeah.
So when you're playing your character in Skyrim as the game progresses, do you start building your own imaginary backstory for your character since the game doesn't have one?
See, I started to do that when I was presented and I came across my first situation where I had to choose what seemed like the good path and what seemed like a bad choice. And I was trying to think, is my guy, you know, the dark elf with the heart of gold, or is he the bitter dark elf who's really ugly and he's just going to be evil? Or I don't know. I didn't really get that far in doing it, though, creating a backstory. Why did you?
Oh, I always do. I spend the whole game doing that. Especially every time
my guy's on a path of redemption. He's going to go through and have his days of thievery and dark brotherhood. And then he's going to meet a woman and get married and go on the righteous path for the rest of the game.
So you're doing the dark stuff first?
Yeah. That's how I feel better about myself.
You know what? I'm going to steal that idea.
That's a very good idea. I play the game. I kind of just go in with the flow. But my guys generally just... See, I'm probably going to stick as a loner, but I like it when like a bandit comes close to me and attempts to threaten me, and all I'm thinking in the back of my head is, you know, I've killed like 5 dragons.
Right, you don't scare me.
I don't know if you and your leather armor and a dagger is really going to do any.
Did you know that I can shoot lightning out of my hands?
Seriously, if you were a petty thief, a mugger, so to speak, and you were about to mug someone and you saw a lightning shooting out of his hand, wouldn't you just say, you know what? I'll mug the next guy.
That's how I feel about living in Tokyo, actually. Like, you know, I feel like if there's anyone going to be mugged, it's not going to be me. Are you going to mug the 6'4", 200-pound plus white guy, unpredictable white guy? Or are you going to just mug the, you know, the 5'6" drunk Japanese businessman?
And the other thing, one of these days in Skyrim or an Oblivion-style game, I want someone to comment that all the clothes I'm wearing, I took off of dead people.
Right. Your clothes smell like dead people.
Well, that's because I took them from a corpse.
Right. After I shot them with lightning. I mean, he's sleeping, Ty. They're all sleeping. Everyone is so sleepy.
Why do your pants smell like bacon?
I don't know. I think we're done, right? We wrap it up.
We can go for it.
I mean, I don't see any other. One more question. No one's going to have the answers to this. Sigmagit wants to know, what features did the next round of consoles need to have to get you excited about owning one? I think better graphics alone won't be enough.
Better
I'll tell
games.
You, my Xbox 360 is like dragging ass in the menus. It seems like it takes forever to do anything, even for it to turn on.
Mine sometimes has a little bit of a delay when turning it on also.
Yeah, and getting like through the so-called quick launch, it's not so quick. But I'd like to see like a really fast interface and social, you know, an improvement of like what Xbox Live has started. I'd like to see them take that to the next level somehow. I like what Sony has done. They have that Facebook integration where you can, some games you can sign in on Facebook and then you can work off of that friends list. I don't think Microsoft's going to be doing that anytime soon, since they like to keep their shit tight and closed. But any shipwreck?
I'm interested in seeing Elder Scrolls 6.
And yeah, cup holders, right? Cup holders?
Yeah, that's going to help me really look forward to getting the new consoles. I'm going to buy whatever comes out. It doesn't matter. It
doesn't matter. And so will you, Sigmagic. All right. I think we are done. We had to do a quick show. It's late for Wombat. Wombat, what time is it right now?
It's 11 o'clock. I'm usually asleep an hour and a half ago.
Right. So let's thank everybody for listening. I definitely want to thank the Volition guys, especially Jay and Steve, for putting up with me and, you know, giving me an awesome experience. Everybody pick up Saints Row the 3rd this week.
Everybody say hello to Arn.
Shout out to Arn.
To Dream Dinners. You made it happen.
Don't forget to thank Mrs. Shipwreck for her Dream Dinners.
Yes. Keep a lookout for the Chibi D-Pack coming to all the consoles for Saints Row 3 DLC for free, hopefully as soon as possible. And audibletrial.com/cadcast. Get your free things. And I will be eating tacos soon. Look for me at Frijoles in the next 45 minutes or so. I'll be having the chicken tacos. And follow us on Twitter. GPD, Wombat 5277, Shipwreck, and Facebook.com/CheapAssGamer. You want to get those Black Friday deals on your Facebook shit. I know you want your Facebook shit to have Black Friday deals. Admit it. And we will see you next week.
Bread son. Elder Scrolls 4.
Right, that looks good.
It, I guess so. You know, I never got into the first one, the last one.
I never played any of those, actually. But I spent
most of the time just kind of wandering around.
Right. And not doing much of anything.
Anything.
Swinging your sword.
Yeah, swinging my sword up and down.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. It gets pretty old after a while,
A little bit. For me. Someone's going to post and say, I don't know what I'm talking about. Please do.
Right.
Hopefully this time someone will remember my name.
Why? What'd they call you last? Oh, the guy.
The guy. That annoying guy. The annoying guy I got a lot. The other guy.
Other guy. All right. Whatever works, man. Oblivion.